Science, serendipity, and discovery. The scientific method is to ask a question, form a hypothesis, and then test that hypothesis, experiment. This, I feel, is related to our fourth principle, the search for truth. Serendipity is the occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy or beneficial way, a cosmic coincidence. I relate this to our seventh principle, respect for the interdependent web of all existence. Existence just is, and when good, unexpected things happen, that's serendipity. In the scientific method, you might think that the goal of your experiment is just to confirm that hypothesis, cut and dry. But if you look at it another way, what you really want is for the experiment to have unexpected results. If everything went to plan, there would be no need for experiments. It's when the experiment has an unexpected result that is a discovery. And if that discovery proves happy or beneficial, then how serendipitous. This week, the CRE, the children, families, and anyone who is participating in our Summer Miracles program learned about serendipity. And then we asked ourselves how that relates to our concept of miracles. The story Tatum provided to us was that of Joseph Priestley. Joseph Priestley was one of the founding members of Unitarianism in England, so his discoveries are therefore a bit more special to us as UUs. He was first and foremost a scholar. He studied history, he became a teacher, he studied electricity, lectured on anatomy, performed experiments regarding temperature, worked with optics, and probably most famously studied the air. Throughout his life, he was truly what we UUs end up being, philosophers. He continually related the natural world and science to religion. In mid-May of, 1771, he put a little mint plant in an enclosed glass container and waited to see how long it would take to run out of air. He had already placed mice in enclosed containers and saw that they ran out of air quite quickly. He had placed candles in enclosed glass containers and they would extinguish themselves. So he thought it would take days, maybe a couple weeks for the plant to die because it didn't need as much air as other items. But in late June, he put it in there in May, and in late June, it had shriveled a bit, but it was not dead. And this was very puzzling for Joseph Priestley. How had the plant survived? He turned again to his experiments. A candle was placed in the jar with the plant, and it would burn much longer than the candles without a plant. Then he tried it with a mouse, which lasted a very long time compared to a mass trapped in the glass without a plant. Joseph Priestley had many serendipitous moments of discovery in his life, and in this case, he was looking for the reasons that things used up air, but what he found instead was that plants create oxygen, one of the most important discoveries in history. Another, perhaps more well-known serendipitous discovery is that of penicillin. It's a group of antibiotics used to combat bacterial infections. And in 1928, Scottish biologist Alexander Fleming took a break from his lab work investigating staphylococci and went on vacation. When he returned, he found that one petri dish had accidentally been left open and a blue-green mold had formed on the culture. This fungus, this mold, had killed off all the surrounding bacteria. The mold contained a powerful antibiotic, penicillin, that could kill harmful bacteria without having a toxic effect on the human body. It was serendipity that led to his discovery. There are many other examples throughout the history of science. Radioactivity, X-rays, vulcanized rubber, pulsar stars, slinkies, and even LSD were all accidental discoveries. So, the theme for this summer's CRE and these sermons we've been doing the past few weeks is miracles. The very first week, our question was, how do we each individually define miracles? And a lot of the comments, to me, match the definition of serendipity. My daughter Lily defined miracles as when everything goes right. And my son Luca said something weird. Both Joseph Priestley and Alexander Fleming noticed something weird, and those weird discoveries needed things to have gone just right in order to be understood. I was raised as a UU, so I was taught to always approach spirituality with a scientific but philosophical mind. In our coming-of-age class back at my congregation in Maine, each student had to give a sermon. So I thought I was so cool and smart and chose to focus on the scientific theory of string theory, where there are little particles like loops that vibrate through multiple dimensions on the smallest level, and all those smallest building blocks of the universe, the quarks, muons, gluons, all those little particles are strings vibrating in different ways, and it was not a well-researched sermon. Many years later, I was asked to do a summer service and was assigned this week, which just happened to be about a Unitarian scientist. So a little serendipity has given me a chance for a second take about talking about science and religion, a cosmic coincidence. So thinking about the current situation that we've mentioned in our country, it's clearly quite the series of cosmic coincidences. Science can explain the coronavirus and the cut and dry, horrible nature of it. I don't want to ignore the grief that families and friends of COVID patients have experienced, and I don't want to belittle the struggles of millions of out-of-work Americans are going through. But I do want to find some serendipity. In my family, and from what I've seen online, long-distance relatives that we never really contacted pre-COVID, we're now having frequent video calls with. Growing up, I always wanted to play Dungeons & Dragons, but things never worked out. I probably played maybe 15 to 20 hours total in 40 years, until the pandemic. Now, I am the dungeon master of a group that has met every weekend since April, except two. It took a pandemic to get the timing right. It took a pandemic to cause serendipity. It also took a pandemic to begin the unfolding of events surrounding Black Lives Matter. My hypothesis, and I'm sure our UU hypothesis, is that police brutality will not continue. The experiment is happening in the streets around the country right now. Without people out of work, without people feeling desperate, without a police state showing its might, these protests happening in Seattle, Portland, Chicago, here in Mount Vernon, would not have happened. We could say that the protests themselves and the awareness that they are bringing is our good outcome. And a good outcome at an odd time fits the definition of serendipity. It's too early to say whether the final outcome will support our hypothesis. I mentioned before, my son Lucas said a miracle is something weird. How often do you notice something weird? You could say we are all scientists all the time. We just use different words, not big, long scientific words. What was that? Why did that happen? Why do I feel this way? We may not take a strict scientific approach to answering these questions. I certainly don't. but we all do seek answers to them. Our gut reactions, our assumptions, can be kind of like our hypothesis. Sometimes they turn out to be the right answers, very cut and dry. But perhaps sometimes a little serendipity occurs, a little miracle, and we find out something about ourselves that we weren't expecting. Why did I just snap at my friend? I'm jealous about something, and I can now acknowledge it and fix that. A good, unexpected outcome. One of the scientific accidents I mentioned before, LSD, has been attributed with causing serendipitous breakthroughs in people's psyches. People who struggle with addiction ask a question, why can't I stop doing this? If the timing is right, something good happens and they are able to break their addiction. A little miracle, some serendipity. I'm sure we could all think about a time when we've made a discovery about ourselves. So let's all be like Joseph Priestley and Alexander Fleming and seek answers, but be open to the unexpected answers. Be open to a miracle now and then. Let's take our science, hope for a little serendipity, and make some discoveries out there in the world. Thank you.